Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
As a parent, I have to say, I get very confused, and I'm sure a lot of you can join me on this. I get very confused when it comes to nutrition and what is the proper nutrition for my son. My son Max, he's 3 years old, and my wife and I have pledged we're going to give him the vegetables, give him the fruits. But what happens when we go to the grocery store? What happens when we're looking down the aisle and we're hit with organics and all these milks? Well, to help clarify things, we have joining us pediatrician Dr. Edward Coolidge, who not only takes care of my son Max, but has taken care of so many people and made their children a healthier and happier lifestyle. Dr. Ed, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So you probably hear it every day from a lot of your clients and a lot of the parents. What do I feed my children? Is nutrition and children, feeding them right, is it very confusing? And if it is, how do we simplify it?
It's really not that. I mean, there's a lot of options out there, but people are just trying to bombard you from every different angle. And it's really not that complicated. You should just try to give your kid a more or less well-balanced diet. And the key to my last statement is actually more or less. You don't have to have the perfect balance of nutrients every single day. If you have a toddler, as you very well may know, it's impossible. They don't like to eat their vegetables one day. They don't like to eat their fruits the other day. They don't want to eat chicken one day. They're self-proclaimed vegetarians, like my kid when he was five, for about a month. they'll go back and forth. So the thing that I always try to impress upon the parents that I take care of is that as long as you can get an overall average over a week or so, then you're fine. I call it a well-balanced week. You get more fruits one day, more vegetables the next day. As long as you kind of average it out over the week, you're going to be fine.
I like that, a well-balanced week. I know as a parent, both my wife and I stress, oh no, he's going to a party, there's going to be sugar there. Oh no, he shouldn't be eating that. And I like that, a well-balanced week. Now, in terms of proper nutrition, where does that start? Does that start prior to pregnancy? Does that start during the 9 months? Does it start post-pregnancy? What is the best time that you can start implementing that as a couple?
Today. As soon as possible. Really, it's more about having a healthy lifestyle than anything else. So prenatal nutrition is key. Make sure you're taking all children of childbearing age, even if they're not pregnant, should be taking multivitamins with high levels of folic acid, because by the time you get pregnant, and if you're deficient, you're already kind of behind the eight ball. So you just want to have just good overall nutrition. Certainly nutrition in pregnancy is really important. But you also have to watch out, make sure you don't gain too much weight. You only really need an extra 300 calories or so when you're pregnant per day. When
really?
You're breastfeeding, you actually need an extra 500. So if you wouldn't believe it, that you actually need to increase your calorie intake when you're breastfeeding more than when you're actually pregnant.
Why is that?
Well, because you have to feed, instead of this tiny little growing baby inside you, you have to feed this 7, 8, 9, 10, 15-pound kid that's getting their sole nutrition from you. So you have to kind of produce more calories in the breast milk.
Now, you bring up a very valid point, and I like that about the breastfeeding and incorporating more calories. Speaking of calories and about what I'm getting at is milk. We're so terrified of milk. I've heard it all the time. Should he be drinking 1%? Should it be 2%? Say you have a 3-4-year-old. What would you say would be the best thing that a kid can drink in terms of milk? Is it good for them? Should they stick to whole milk? Should we stick to their organic milk? Should they stick to the goat milk, the hemp milk? There's so many choices. It's so confusing. What do you recommend?
I actually recommend plain old cow's milk. I recommend the organic kind because when cows are being fed, if they're not fed in an organic setting, there can be pesticides on the grains and on the grass that they eat. And then those chemicals can actually go into the milk If you don't buy organic milk, you're also at risk of getting hormones and antibiotics that have been administered to the cows to make them produce more milk, and the, you know, harmful byproducts of that. So I always recommend organic milk. Now, the calorie content and the fat content, there is no reason why you should do less than whole milk for the 1 to 3 crowd. After 3 to 4 years of age, it gets a little dicey. The recommendations have actually recently been kind of hedging on maybe decreasing the amount of fat in the diet. But as long as your child is, you know, has an appropriate BMI and has an appropriate calorie output, so if they're active and, you know, getting an otherwise well-balanced diet, I don't usually restrict my patients until they're about 5 years of age. The kind of rule of thumb that pediatricians say is that as you approach the age of 5, your diet as a child should more or less approach a healthy adult diet.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, in terms of other nutrition and fruits and vegetables, is there anything that you feel that parents are overlooking with nutrition? Are we going so much after the sugary diets and you're saying, oh no, hold off on that? I know that that is bad and it's increasing the obesity level, but do you feel there is something that parents are missing in terms of nutrition that they should be implementing?
You know, actually, I think my biggest pet peeve is restricting things. I think variety is the spice of life, and I think that if you restrict and make certain foods forbidden, it actually will backfire in the long run.
Really?
You know, you can relax and give your kid a slice of pizza every once in a while, and maybe once every 1 to 2 months, you can take them to McDonald's and give them a Happy Meal. It's not the end of the world, and a lot of parents are really kind of go the other way, and they go in these... I wouldn't even say fad diets. I mean, some parents restrict gluten even in the absence of celiac disease. And
sure.
Some parents impose a vegetarian or vegan diet for their children. And, you know, the problem with doing this is that, you know, as adults, you and I need to consume enough calories to go throughout the day, maintain our basic metabolic rate, and to not wither away. Kids are a whole different story. Kids need enough calories to do all that, plus grow. So calorie restriction and severely restricted diet for kids is actually counterproductive. The other thing is, if you really kind of restrict like a vegan diet or a vegetarian diet, which is possible, if that's the lifestyle that, you know, you've chosen, it's exceedingly difficult to do that with kids because they're not as energy rich. So you have to kind of do that with the help of a nutritionist to make sure your child doesn't get deficient in certain, you know, vitamins and minerals.
You said a lot of very important stuff, and especially the gluten and the organics. The gluten especially, I think only 1% of America, it's like 3 million people actually suffer from celiac disease, and I see so many
Correct.
Parents going after the gluten-free products. And it's amazing because a lot of them, majority of them, don't even know what gluten is. And are you seeing that more parents going after these gluten-free products?
Absolutely. It's a huge buzzword, you know, the last year or two I've been seeing it, where I've had a significant number of patients ask me, like, oh, we're gluten-free, you know, we're gluten-free, we do this, we do that, and there's not a specific indication for it.
Mm.
So the kid gets restricted, and it's very difficult for the kid to get a well-balanced diet with severe restrictions that way.
Wow. Very interesting stuff, Dr. Kulev. If people want to find out more about you, do you have any social media handles or workplaces that people can contact you at?
Absolutely. You can check out my website at www.kidshousecalls.com. And we're on Facebook as well, Facebook/KidsHouseCalls, and Twitter as well.
Thank you so much for joining us today. To learn more about what foods are good for your children, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.